Despite their best efforts, they've lost out this afternoon by 2-0. Harps 0, St Pat's 2. St Pat's in front at half time by 1-0, thanks to Connor Clifford's wonderful goal on 34 minutes. Harps were good at the start of the second half. They did have a couple of chances, some decent openings, it must be said, to grab an equaliser. Sean Boyd went close on 47. Mark Coyle had a shot kind of half blocked down before the goalkeeper, Brendan Clark, was able to make the save. Nathan Boyle was in on goal, only to be denied by the retreating Lee Desmond. It was good from Harps at that stage, but St Pat's always carried a threat of their own. Gary Shaw saw an effort saved by the legs of goalkeeper Peter Burke just before the hour mark, and then Mikey Dreenan shot wide from a good position. He also had a free kick which took a wicked deflection and forced another good save from Peter Burke, but Dreenan eventually got on the score sheet himself, and that goal came on 69 minutes, and it came after a penalty was awarded to the visitors. A clumsy challenge, it must be said, by Keith Cowan on Gary Shaw just inside the edge of the box, and the referee Robert Rogers pointed to the spot. The Harps bench weren't too happy with that decision. Paul Hegarty was sent to the stands, and when Drennan eventually took the spot kick, he hammered it low into the bottom corner in past Peter Burke. And after that, it was just the case for St Pat's of seeing this game out. They did so rather comfortably, although Harps did keep pushing for a goal of their own, and twice John Kavanagh went close with long range efforts which went over Brendan Clark's crossbar. It's a good result for St Pat's. They closed the gap on Derry City, just above them in the table. Derry held to a 2-2 draw away to Waterford this afternoon. For Harps, the problems continues. That's 13 league games played now, and that's 11 defeats, 10 on the bounce. They have only 2 points to show for all their efforts this season. And next up for them, it's a North West Derby, a trip to play Sligo Rovers at the Showgrounds on Friday night. It's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 0, St Pat's Athletic 2.